You're tuned into the Midday Show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and online around the world at kexp.org. And here we are in the mid of January, and I believe this might be the first band live on the Midday Show this year in 2012.
Well, then we are especially honored.
Well, we are very honored to have you live in studio here in our home studio. It's a band we love and adore and have live on the air as often as we can. Welcome to Fits and the Tantrums, live on KEXP.
Hello. Thanks so much for having us.
Take it away.
All right.
Live on KEXP. How about another song?
All right, we can do this. We can do this. That was actually a brand new track that we've been writing this last year called Wake Up, and this next one is off our LP. This one's called Don't Gotta Work It Out.
In the Tantrums live on KEXP tonight and tomorrow. They play at Showbox at the Market with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. tonight, all ages. Tomorrow, 21 and over. And man, it's great to have you all live in studio today.
So many sessions with you guys, and this is actually our first time in your true home. So loving it. Keeping warm from the cold.
Well, I think that you're the band I saw the most times last year. You played the VIP session for us at the Triple Door for our generous donors, and I saw you at the Crocodile. I saw you at Sasquatch. You played another live session on the air from the Bumbershoot Music Lounge, and then I saw your Bumbershoot session. Maybe I even saw you once or twice more, and every time. It's so amazing. You have such strong songs, such strong songwriting and amazing melodies and harmonies and so much energy. And I was singing along to every word to that song. And I thought, how many times do you look out in the crowd and people are singing to every one of your songs? That's got to feel so great.
Yeah, it's been, truly for all of us an incredible last 15 months. And now for us to be selling out shows all across the country, and no matter where we go, people are singing not just the singles, but like every song on the record and singing their hearts out with us. It's there's nothing like it. It's truly a dream come true for us.
It's so much fun, and it was really fun to have a new song in there as well. Tell me what's happening with that.
That is just one of the songs that we've been trying to write as we've been on the road. You know, I mean, we've been literally touring for 15 months straight. And this will be our last full tour before we hibernate for a couple months and go and really try and write the next record. But we've been trying to be creative out there, so we've actually got a couple new songs that we're playing for KEXP for the first time I think ever recorded on air. So
that's great, thank you. I think there's so much energy in your shows, and you all seem to get along really well. And I hope that's the case. It seems like it's a little part of the formula in your success. And I want to dial it back just a little bit, since we've never done an interview with you live on the air, and tell me how this great group of musicians came together.
Well, the beginning of these was literally, I mean, I've told the story a million times, but I was losing my mind. I was going through a bad breakup, and I always say at every lowest point in my life, music truly has come in and lifted me from those dark points and saved me. And I was just looking for a creative avenue so I wouldn't go stark raving mad. And I had actually gotten a hold of this old church organ, and just the new instrument, new vocabulary in the studio. And I just sat down and had this moment where I wrote a song from start to finish, or rather, it wrote itself. And that was the first song ever for Fits and the Tantrums called Breaking the Chains of Love. And I knew right there that we're going to have a band with no guitars, an amazing female vocalist, and saxophone. And I went to college with this gentleman over here, Mr. James King, and called him. And he's a one-man horn dynamo. He brought all of his horns and truly just added so much to the song, built these horn arrangements. And we could just tell that there was something, you know, played it for a lot of our harshest critics, and they were just pretty floored by it. And everything in the universe was saying, keep going with this. And we were very easily able to put this amazing group of musicians that all have really put in their time and played with everybody under the sun and have really crafted their instruments to the highest potential. And when you put the six of us together from that first show, it was pretty electric. And, you know, I think this last year alone we played, you know, no less than 150 to 200 shows, and practice definitely makes perfect, you know.
I understand that all these musicians coming together was pretty quick and sort of magically spontaneous, and that you played a show within a week of your first rehearsal.
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer that you book a show before you're ready, and then that sort of makes everybody kind of scramble. We had to write a few more songs so we'd actually have enough material played for a set. And, you know, it just kind of coalesces and gels everything, and nobody wants to fall on their face. So we just all sort of were like, oh, we're going to do it. And I was like, yep. And it all came together magically.
I imagine it's gone by in the blink of an eye. I mean, it hasn't been that long since you formed, and you've been playing pretty much nonstop since then. And I'm sure that there have been some trials and tribulations along the way, many hours in the car and playing a million shows, maybe not all of them for a ton of money. But what have been some of the high points over the last couple of years for you all?
Well, you know, we all had a passion and a belief and an undying commitment, you know, and the first couple years was really challenging because, you know, nobody was helping us. We were just going out there and making it happen all on our own. We got these amazing opportunities to tour with big name acts, but we didn't have a record deal. We didn't have a way to pay for it. It was just a lot of hard work and sacrifice. And, you know, this last year, just to like be able to tour the country and have people know our music, to be able to play festivals like Bumbershoot and to play at Lollapalooza on the main stage. I mean, you know, we've gotten to do all of late night TV. I mean, the list just goes on and on, you know. I mean, if it all ends tomorrow, we've gotten to experience every one of our dreams come true with this band, you know. And that's been honestly like the kickoff point for that was you guys, you know. You guys and KCRW were the two stations that were brave enough to actually get behind this record early on and, you know, spread the word. And you guys have an amazing internet radio, and all of a sudden we had fans across the world that were into us. So, you know, it's unquantifiable, like the amazing journey we've had, you know, truly.
Well, well deserved. It's our great pleasure to share great music with our listeners all over the world, and we appreciate you making it. I saw you play at Bumbershoot this year before Hall & Oates, and I didn't realize before that you actually have a little bit of a history with them. You've done some stuff before that.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to, you know, he has this amazing internet television show called, or webisode called Live from Daryl's House. And people have often made a connection between the timbre of my voice and his voice. I mean, he's a way better singer than I am, but people would always make that connection, and this reporter in San Francisco said, you sound a lot like him, and I guess he was interviewing Daryl the next week, and he said, Daryl, you should hear this band. This guy sounds a lot like you, and I don't know if it was piqued Daryl's interest or he got a little competitive or what, but he checked it out, and we got an invite to go to his house in upstate New York, and we had this amazing experience where we got to sing some of his deep cuts, like his first song he ever recorded, Girl, I Love You, and then he did some of our songs, and we didn't realize the importance, but truly after that moment, anywhere in the world we go and people are like, we found out about you because of Live from Daryl's House, which is this self-generated DIY love affair that he's made for himself on the internet, and it's been one of the most important things that we've ever gotten to do, and for us who are all huge Hall & Oates fans, it was, you know, it was a really special, special day.
Well, it was a very special show to see at Bumbershoot. And I understand, was his mother there? I read somewhere that you...
When we were tracking, yeah, we were... we did the first song, you know, we did Breaking the Chains of Love. I sang a verse, Daryl sang a verse, which was just a trip to see him do that. And then we took a break, and part of the show is you make some food and stuff. We came back in the kitchen, and his mom and his sister were there, and his mom says, "Fitz, come over here." And she waves me over and pulls me closer. She goes, "You sound just like my son." And I was like, "Can I get a witness?"
Oh, that's a great story. Well, it's wonderful again to have you here in studio, and we definitely appreciate the generosity that you've shown the station as well. And tonight, playing at Showbox at the Market, and again tomorrow, so lots of fans here in this fine city.
Loving it. And I will kick off one more, but I just want to quickly introduce everybody in the band. We got Noel Skaggs to my right, James King on flute and saxophone, Mr. Jeremy Rezumna on keyboards.
Hi, Mom.
The one and only Seattle native, Mr. John Wicks on drums, and the fabulous Joe Carnes on bass.
And it's interesting to see you all in casual dress today. I don't believe I've ever seen you outside of a brightly colored suit.
Well, we had to keep warm and cozy. You know, we've been took us 24 hours to get from Idaho to Seattle 2 days ago. So it's been long days traveling, but definitely worth it.
Well, bless your heart. I hope you feel at home here. You just make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you. All right. This is actually another brand new one, maybe the newest song that we've been working on, and this one's called Lovesick Man. Hope you like it.
Yeah.
Tantrums live on KEXP. It's hard to know who to look at. You're all so lively. Whew. Got time for one more?
Oh, yeah. This is another one off the LP. This is called News For You. Et maintenant, quand je me promène dans la nuit, je regarde tout. Je regarde la lune et les étoiles et toutes les voitures qui passent. Et moi, je regarde tout sans toi.
bet you're warm now.
That's how we wake up in the morning. Holy bejesus.
It's Fitz and the Tantrums live on KEXP, burning up these studios. And the floor is going to be bouncing tonight and tomorrow night at Showbox at the Market. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks, as always, to KEXP. So glad to be here. Thanks, guys.
The rest of us don't have a chance with all of you in the room. That's awesome. Fitz and the Tantrums live on KEXP Seattle.